city streets were transformed into raging rivers as Albany and surrounding suburbs were hit by thunderstorms that brought 2.5 inches of rain in less than an hour. Sewer systems were overwhelmed by torrents of rain. Trees were uprooted. Several roadways were closed as rescuers came to aid stranded motorists. Many vehicles and buildings suffered water damage. The rain overpowered sewer systems. National Weather Service flood warnings were out for many communities. Weather watchers note that the storm was basically isolated over Colony, Latham, and Albany, battering the municipalities for about an hour around 6 p.m. Streets downtown were overwhelmed with cars underwater and basements filling. Colony Town Supervisor Paula Mahan says the north side of town was hit by hail.
Our deck was covered with hail. The hail was coming down. The raindrops were so huge, and yet on the south side of town, they just got a little rain.
To the west, there was very little rain. Some folks living in Guilderland and Schenectady had no idea Colony and Albany had been inundated until social media began filling with photos of the floods. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan declared a state of emergency. National Grid's website showed several pockets of power outages across the storm track, but those were expected to be restored by noontime. Myers Middle School off Whitehall Road in Albany was open to storm victims. Time Warner Cable News was among homes and businesses that lost power, grinding operations at its Water Valete Avenue Extension studios to a halt. Carl Mueller is a volunteer with the Hudson Valley chapter of the American Red Cross. He drove up from the Ulster County area to supervise the shelter at Myers. He says when storms threaten, turn on your radio.
TV stations will broadcast the opening of a shelter, but we try to publicize that on the radio and through the police department. So if you can at least listen to your radio using a battery-powered radio, you don't have to worry about power. Or you can dial 911 and they can put you in touch with emergency services if you are actually seeking a shelter.
Mueller says one lone resident stayed the night at Myers. Mayor Sheehan told News Channel 13,
"We thought that we were going to have a number of people in a couple of locations that were going to be without homes. We've been able to allow some people to go back into their homes."
Costs related to shelter operations at Myers were borne by the Red Cross. Food was donated by a local church. Given the number of people temporarily displaced or lacking power, onlookers wondered why more people hadn't shown up at Myers. The mayor's office did not return calls for comment. Here's Red Cross's Carl Mueller with what steps people might take to prepare for the next storm or disaster.
People should have already gone through a preparedness program. There are a lot of organizations that offer these programs, which are through the American Red Cross. It teaches you what you should do in the event of a disaster, what information you should have together, what kind of equipment you should have together, and you should have a plan for your family so you can reach out to family and let people know that you're okay. It's like having a fire drill plan with your kids. You know, in the event of a fire, how do we all escape from the house? Where do we meet? You do the same thing prior to a disaster. What materials are we going to need? Let's form a kit together with the materials we think we're going to need for the next couple of days. Keep it in a safe place.
Supervisor Mahan says Colony is ready to help residents meet the challenge of any disaster.
We have participated with the state on what they're called go packs, and they're packed with basically backpack packed with things that you need in an emergency. We have a partnership with the Red Cross, so if we need to set up shelters, we can do that.
Mahan adds crews would be dispatched to clear roadways of debris, check for downed utility lines, look in on senior citizens and other vulnerable members of the community. There's a link to a sample preparedness plan on WAMC.org. Back in Albany, Mayor Sheehan's office says forestry crews working overnight removed approximately 30 trees and limbs that were on the ground and across streets. At this time, all roads are open and tree debris removal should be complete by the end of the day. City storm drainage systems are now operating and power is being restored to sections that experienced outages. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.